You know, this may be the summer of Kawhi Leonard, but as the offseason is kicking off for the San Antonio Spurs, it's looking like it may be the summer of the assistant coaches. Welcome to Live. Garcia of Sports San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio, and I'll be joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast in a quick second. But as I mentioned in the intro, the big headline this summer, but the Spurs assistant coaches are getting a lot of looks from outside teams hoping to tap into that Spurs culture, that Spurs corporate knowledge. This offseason, already Ettore Messina, Becky Hammon, and James Borrego, who we'll be talking a lot about in a few seconds, have been gaining interest from teams such as the Phoenix Suns, Milwaukee Bucks, Charlotte Hornets, and New York Knicks. But as far as that is concerned, is this a testament to the Spurs, or is it just simply maybe everybody's just jumping ship? Who knows? So to talk about this and the latest news regarding James Borrego, I am joined by Joe Garcia. Joe, I thought it was supposed to be the summer of Kawhi, but it looks like it's the summer of the assistant coaches so far.
Yeah, it's been a crazy offseason. You know, we have these coaches in Ume Udoka and Messina, Borrego, even Becky Hammon. You know, everybody interviewing for the same positions on the same teams. Everybody's wanting to be an NBA head coach all of a sudden. So it kind of makes you go, what's going on, you know?
Exactly. So let's get this out of the way briefly. Congratulations to James Borrego. It came out yesterday via ESPN that he is set to become the new Charlotte head coach. So he'll be taking over that position. So congratulations to him. He's taking over a very young team with Kemba Walker, Dwight Howard, who I know he's been there, done that, but he's still, you know, relatively productive. He had a really good season last year. They also got Malik Monk, Willie Hernan Gomez. They got a very young squad. Charlotte did finish well below 500. They are in the East, so there's a lot of room for improvement. But James Borrego is set to become the latest head coach for the Hornets. So Joe, your first thoughts?
I'm actually happy for him. You know, I mean, if he was wanting to be a head coach in the NBA, I think, you know, starting off in Charlotte would probably be a good starting point for him. Given that they do have a good young mix of young talent, and of course they have Dwight Howard, who has seen a resurgence in his game there. So I wish him nothing but the best and look forward to seeing some great things out of this young Charlotte Hornets team in the future. So, you know, round of applause to James Borrego.
Yeah, fortunately for the Spurs, they'll have to face him only two times during the regular season. So he'll keep that Spurs knowledge away from San Antonio, at least for two games. But no, he is no stranger to the head coaching reins. He held an interim head coach position with the Magic back in 2015 before coming to San Antonio and being with the team since. So he's definitely, you know what, Joe, he seems to be more of the hot commodity among NBA assistant coaches. As mentioned, he also got interviews with the Suns, the Bucks, and the Knicks. But do you think Charlotte was the right fit for him?
I think at this juncture, you know, anywhere you want to, you know, if you want to become an NBA head coach in the league, you have to have a starting point, you know. And I think Charlotte is ideal for that just because they're not inundated with all this back office circus drama like you have over in New York City, for example. I mean, this is relatively a kind of a small market, kind of a low-key city, almost, you know, mirror image of what San Antonio is as far as the small market mentality. So I think he'll fit right at home there, and he can instill the values and the, you know, the knowledge that he learned here in San Antonio over in Charlotte. So I look, you know, I think it's a good fit for him. If it wasn't, he wouldn't have accepted the job, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he has a great backcourt with Kemba Walker and Michael Gilchrist. As mentioned, Dwight Howard, there's a rookie, Malik Monk, Nicholas Batum is there. So, you know, the very, very young squad, and he'll grow with them, and he'll develop, and he'll likely instill that Spurs culture. You know, reports did say that Michael Jordan was very high on him, and that he pretty much wowed the interview process with the Hornets and management. So congratulations to him, James. And we'll definitely see him down the road. Couldn't happen to a better guy than James Borrego. But James Borrego is not only the Spurs assistant coach getting some looks. As mentioned, Torre Messina, now, he at least as of right now, it was reported that only the Hornets were interested in him and no other team. Oh, the Bucks, I'm sorry, and the Bucks. Then you have Becky Hammon making NBA history as she netted herself an NBA head coaching interview for the first time for a female to do that with the Milwaukee Bucks as well. I guess the big question I have for you, Joe, is will we see a mass exodus? Will Torre Messina leave this offseason? Will Becky Hammon leave this offseason?
I don't know if Torre Messina will leave. I mean, I've heard some rumors, you know, circulating that he was going to be interviewing for some, you know, head coaching positions, and the season's not over by any stretch of the imagination, so who knows? Maybe he might be one that would actually be leaving as well. But with this max exodus of, you know, Spurs assistant coaches, begs the question, why are they wanting to leave? Are they not happy here, or do they know something we don't, you know?
You know, I thought about that, and I wondered, is this just simply an exodus? I don't think it's that. I just really believe that the Spurs just have what other teams want, and that is that winning culture. And look, Messina, it's not like he is just wet behind the ears. Everybody forgets his overseas coaching record is just phenomenal. He's considered one of the greatest basketball minds in the Euro League. Now, let's not forget he spent time with the Lakers with former Spurs assistant coach Mike Brown when he was leading the charge in L.A. So I think you're looking at it. Messina seems to be the no-brainer. Like, he will be the next head coach somewhere, whether that be in Milwaukee or where else. Charlotte's out, obviously, because James took the job. But I don't think it's an exodus. Becky Hammon, with her situation, I think it's great that she's getting looks. I mean, even Steve Kerr, the Warriors head coach and former Spur, applauded the Bucks and Becky for getting that interview under her belt. But I still feel like maybe she's still not ready yet. I mean, she definitely moves up the coaching ladder in San Antonio. I think she's now third chair. I think another season with her learning from Pop and the system would do her better. You know what it reminds me of, like with her, that college basketball prospect that everybody sees the potential and they just want to jump ship and declare for the draft early when everybody's thinking like, no, one more year you'll be the number one pick. Mm-hmm. I think that's the situation with her. I think she needs about one more season under her belt, and then she'll be primed and ready if an opportunity comes down the road. But no, Joe, I don't think it's a mass exodus. You know, Pop, you know, he's still under contract. He's made promises to players such as LaMarcus Aldridge that he'll be there for the long haul. He has Team USA coaching duties in the next Olympic Games. I don't think that situation where he's seeing retirement, or maybe that Kawhi Leonard is maybe not coming back. I just see this as opportunity knocking on the door for a few of the Spurs assistants. Am I right or wrong here, Joe? I mean, what do you think?
I don't know. I think we'd have to give that up to the fans and let them make their own assumptions. I hope you're right. You know, I'm hoping that there's not some underlying issue like Kawhi's going to be leaving, or maybe Coach Pop isn't returning. You know, that's my fear. You know, if Coach Pop returns, you know, I can, you know, no big deal. I mean, I would love for Coach Pop to be back with the San Antonio Spurs again, given everything that he's gone through this last season with losing his wife, Erin Popovich. If Kawhi decides to leave, I guess it wouldn't be anybody's surprise, you know, to anyone's surprise. And I could live with him taking off, but I can't lose him and Coach Pop. I would be devastated, and so would the city.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because when I look at the situation, I just see it as a testament to the Spurs and what they have cultivated in San Antonio. Look at the Spurs coaching tree, Joe. It's just ridiculous in the NBA, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of knowledge, a lot of talent on the coaching staff. You know, we lose some key components. I mean, who would we get to replace some of these assistant coaches? You know, a couple of names come to mind. I mean, you have the exit of Stan Van Gundy, and you also have Budenholzer that was let go by the Atlanta Hawks. So it'd be nice to see Coach Bud back here again, you know, or even Stan, you know, Van Gundy. I mean, he brings a lot of knowledge as well. Maybe not so much as a head coach anymore, but I mean, I think he would be a decent enough assistant, you know. So it'd just be interesting who the Spurs replace on the staff if, you know, we do lose one or two of the assistants coaches in the off season.
Yeah, let's not forget Ime Udoka. He has gotten some looks from, he got a look from the Hornets as well. I believe the Bucks as well. You know, he's also, in my opinion, I think he's primed and ready. He has second chair on the Spurs assistant coaching ranks right behind Messina. So, you know, he's not too far off from getting a head coaching spot as well. But this is simply just another, in my opinion, a pat on the back for the Spurs and what they have been able to flourish and generate when it comes to great basketball minds. And that's also a credit to Coach Popovich. But hopefully Joe is wrong, and this is not a mass exodus and everybody's jumping ship because something's down the road. Joe, I want you to be so wrong right now.
I hope I'm wrong too, man. I don't want to be right. But you even had this, you know, report that came out earlier today, and you had, you know, released it too on your Twitter page. It was about DeJounte Murray, you know, and what he was putting out on his Instagram account, you know? So it's like, was he kind of throwing a little shade at Kawhi, or was it just because he was just a rap song he liked and he enjoyed the lyrics and just wanted to put it out there? I mean, it's kind of a cryptic message, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, I saw that, and, you know, I didn't really think put much stock into it.
Yeah.
He does that during the regular season. If you just scroll through his Instagram, you'll see random stuff like that. I also think it may have been a personal thing. Maybe it just, maybe he's having some personal issues and with his romantic life.
Or maybe somebody's trying to steal his money.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily Kawhi related. It's definitely something to look out for if it is. But I don't think DeJounte would do something like that to put that out there regarding the very touchy situation in San Antonio with Kawhi Leonard. But on the reverse there, Joe, in an interview with Hoopsite, Rudy Gay did say that this Kawhi Leonard issue has been blown out of proportion. So, you know, I still think it's 50-50, Joe, but hopefully these latest signs don't indicate a bad thing, only indicate a good thing in the sense of what Murray posted is nothing, and what Gay is saying about Kawhi is something. And hopefully Kawhi stays a San Antonio Spur.
But, well, here's something to think,
Joe,
about.
I feel like we're stalking Kawhi Leonard right now.
Well, here's something to think about. You know, we know that Coach Pop is going to have the funeral for Aaron Popovich on May 18th. Now, the telling tale to me is you're going to have players, no doubt, from, you know, the Spurs show up there. It's, you know, players and friends only for this funeral. Very private. And what happens if everybody, you know, goes and shows up there? You know, you even have former players and, you know, David Robinson or George Gervin show up, and then all of a sudden you still don't see Kawhi. I mean, what would you make of that? You know, oh, it's nothing, or maybe there's something going on, you know? So that'd be interesting to keep an eye on as well, you know?
I always say, and I've been saying it time and time again, it's fun to speculate, but we're going to find out the truth sooner or later, in about maybe 2.5 months, when it's time for the real deal and that possible 219 extension be offered or not, or Kawhi signs it or not.
Yeah.
And that's really going to tell us exactly what in the world is going on with the Spurs and Kawhi Leonard. But that's pretty much it, Joe. I mean, it's been kind of a, outside of the Borrego thing, it's really been a very quiet offseason so far. Now, the draft is next month, I believe.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, in 2 months, in June.
Yeah.
So the Spurs will still have to do their homework. So, but that's about it. And that has been your very brief Spurs update right here on Locked On Spurs. It really is quiet. I mean, the NBA playoffs are still going on. I know it sucks. No Spurs in playing right now. But that is the latest and greatest, and it's really more about the Spurs assistant coaches and a little bit about Kawhi Leonard. That's not going to die, Joe. Let's face it. That Kawhi Leonard issue is not going to die until that extension is offered or not, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people were giving me a lot of flack for it, too, because I had posted, you know, on Twitter, too, and I said, look, you know, just throwing it out there for the fans. And, you know, that's the same thing I'm going to tell everybody right now that's listening to this podcast. You know what's going on with Kawhi. You know what happened with DeJounte. And, I mean, let's get your feedback not only about that, but about these, you know, the assistant coaches that are going up for these jobs. Let us know your opinions. What do you think's happening? What is your honest opinion? So we can have a healthy discussion on Twitter. It's good to talk about things, especially right now since everything's kind of on a low. We have plenty of time to, you know, interact, and we love to hear from you, the fans. So, you know, come out and, you know, let us know what you really think, and let's have a healthy discussion, as long as you're not throwing jabs, because Jeff has a short temper.
That's right. I have a very short temper. But speaking of getting in touch with us, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurzone, or email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. And Joe's going to tell you everything you need to know about his baby, Two Shots Podcast.
Yeah, you can get a hold of us at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can check us out on the World Wide Web at twoshotssa.com.
Yeah, and you know what? And while we're at it, don't forget to check out Joe on his Facebook Live show. Joe, I think you recently did one, and you had a good turnout, didn't you?
Yeah, I did one. You know, and I think it was on, you know, you can look me up, Joe Garcia, and you can look up Two Shots also on Facebook. But the podcast, I think I got a lot of likes and a lot of traction, and everybody was, you know, commenting a lot on my instant messenger on Facebook, because I put a positive spin on it at the end. You know, I was just, you know, challenging people to, in an era, you know, of negativity, to challenge them to be positive to a stranger, you know, say hello, say hi to someone, hold the door open for them, inject the world with positivity, so we can go ahead and combat the negativity that's been out there in the media, and, you know, just these bad things that you read in the news every day. Everything can change just as long as somebody is positive in some way, you know. Just something small can mean so much to somebody else. So, you know, be kind to everybody else.
And I could not end the show on a positive message than that. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.